Just take your Bibles, turn in them with me, first to the New Testament, the book of 1 John, chapter 4, beginning at verse 9. It's found on page 1304 in the Pew Bibles. 1 John 4, beginning at verse 9. People of God, hear now the very words of God. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us. Now let us turn to the Old Testament, the book of Ruth. We'll read from a number of passages. Ruth chapter 1, beginning at verse 8. It's found on page 282. Now in the three passages we read from Ruth, children, keep an ear out for the word kindness. Or kindly. Ruth 1, beginning at verse 8. Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each of you to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. Then chapter 2, beginning at verse 19. Her mother-in-law said to her, "Where did you glean today, and where have you worked? Blessed be the man who took notice of you." So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, "The man's name with whom I work today is Boaz." And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "May he be blessed by the Lord, whose kindness has not forsaken the living or the dead." Naomi also said to her, "The man is a close relative of ours, one of our redeemers." Then chapter 3, verse 9. This is where Boaz, he said, "Who are you?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, your servant. Spread your wings over your servant, for you are a redeemer." And he said, "May you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter. You have made this last kindness greater than the first, and that you have not gone after young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you ask, for all my fellow townsmen know that you are a worthy woman." As far the reading, God's holy word. Congregation, kindness, it's an amazing virtue. It's one, children know, it's one of the fruit of the Spirit. It's what we read of in the book of Ruth. We aren't talking about a bland type of kindness, but one tied to God, to Christ, to the work of the Holy Spirit. Apart from true Christianity, kindness, it is somewhat bland, but within Christianity, it's amazing. Now, kindness is how our Pew Bible uses to translate a word that recurs in these three passages we read from the book of Ruth this morning. And that word in the Hebrew is chesed. Chesed. Almost looks like chesed, but the way they say it would be chesed. And that's how we'll often speak of it today, chesed. We read that Ruth and the Lord showed chesed, kindness. Now, this word could also be translated in kindness, covenant loyalty, or steadfast love. Mercy. It has the sense of loyalty to a bond that someone has. It has the sense of love that undergirds that bond. It's so full of a word, we can't just use one word from English to translate it best. This word, backbone of the book of Ruth, the power of faithfulness, the power of kindness, even, might say, the power of love. In this story of Ruth, where chesed is shown, it works off of a bond that exists already between people, whether a marriage bond, a family bond, a covenant bond. And chesed is often associated in the Bible with a covenant. That's an important point, that bond. Chesed is that affection and the actions that one has and shows to someone with whom they are in covenant. So by virtue of the covenant of marriage, Ruth was bound to Naomi. By virtue of the covenant of grace, the Lord has bound himself to his people. It's the chesed within these covenant bonds that we just begin to consider today. Now, we could also bring out from chapters 2 and 4 the theme of favor or grace, and that ties in with chesed, but we'll deal with that separately. This week, we consider the power of kindness, chesed. Next time, Lord willing, in the new year, we'll return and we'll consider the power of favor or of grace. But next time and this time, kindness and grace, wonderful themes. In one sense, the book of Ruth is just a summary of the Bible. Grace, kindness, favor, wonderful themes. I proclaim to you this morning, God shows kindness to help those in need. God shows chesed to help those in need. First, we consider its sacrificial performance. So there are two clear examples of Ruth showing kindness, showing chesed to Naomi. Boaz speaks of these in chapter 3, verse 10. He says, "May you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter. You have made this last kindness greater than the first, and that you have not gone after young men, whether poor or rich." Boaz brings out both of them. First, Ruth showed chesed to Naomi by staying with and going and gleaning to provide her earthly needs. She didn't abandon Naomi. Second, Ruth showed chesed, this last chesed, by submitting herself to marry Naomi's redeemer. Clearly connect the use of chesed to these actions of Ruth. First, Ruth gave up her homeland to stay with Naomi. Was relocated. Even though Naomi had gone to Moab, Ruth back in response to her bond she had. That was kindness. That was loyalty to her mother-in-law. Who would blame Ruth for letting Naomi go, since Naomi was doing what wasn't in the agreement in the first place? Naomi had come to Moab. That's where Ruth had signed on to the family, married into the family. They had left Israel. So letting Naomi go when Naomi herself told Ruth to return to Moab, well, that makes earthly sense, doesn't it? Yet Ruth gave up her homeland, her people, her idol gods, her family. Chesed. Ruth gave up earthly hope for a husband. Why? In order to care for Naomi. Naomi could not bring forth a son to marry Ruth. Naomi even brought that up. She's too old. And going back to Israel, what Israelite would marry a foreigner, a Moabite? We saw from the book of Deuteronomy that the Moabites, they were not allowed to come into the assembly. This was kindness. This was loyalty to her mother-in-law. Who would blame Ruth for letting Naomi go? No resources to provide a husband for Ruth. Ruth, she could probably find a husband back in Moab. Chesed. Ruth gave up her own earthly desires for a husband in order to marry Naomi's redeemer so that Naomi's name would not die out. That was kindness. That was loyalty to her mother-in-law. Again, who would blame Ruth for wanting to follow her pleasures, her wants? After all, this is her marriage. She's the one who has to live with the husband. Naomi had her chance. And it didn't turn out, granted, but she had her chance. Who would blame Ruth for seeking her own welfare? Ruth had promise. Ruth had a future. Naomi had none. Ruth gave that up. Chesed. Now, we didn't read it this week, but there in chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, we've read it other times. In a sense, and the word chesed's not used there, kindness isn't used there, but you look at what happened there. Ruth, in one sense, gave up her firstborn son to Naomi. And Naomi would raise him and call him as her own, carrying on the name of the dead. That's kindness, loyalty. Naomi, she already had an opportunity to raise two sons. Isn't this Ruth's turn? Who would blame Ruth, especially in our day and age, to raise her own firstborn? Chesed. All of us pay careful attention to what God reveals about loyalty, kindness, as an example for us of how we should show to those with whom we are bound in covenant. There's sacrifice that comes through. The giving up of our own desires to serve someone else, someone with whom we are bound. Young people, Ruth was a young woman. The world tells you, follow your heart. Seek to please yourself. Seek your fortune, seek your future according to what you want, what you think will work best for you. Those other bonds, abandon the church. Lord willing, next week we'll witness professions of faith by 9 young people, young adults. The world says, that bond, what does it matter? It matters. This evening we'll witness the covenant of baptism. That bond that God establishes, the world says, what does it matter? It matters. Abandon others. Marry your soulmate. You seek fulfillment. Follow your heart. Even if your employer or your family, your church, your spouse, even if they get in the way of your happiness, you have the right to abandon them. Is that a theme in Ruth? Seek your happiness? No. Not as the world says. Now, obviously, as Christians, God gives us great happiness, but the world twists that in a very selfish way. It makes that a god, doesn't it? What makes you happy? I just want you to be happy. That's the message of the world. Maybe you can fulfill those bonds you have. Yeah, and family, yeah, that's good to do. But ultimately, your happiness. It's not what we see here. That's not biblical. Instead, what do we read in this book and throughout the Bible? Chesed. Young people, take seriously your parents' advice, their counsel, their needs in your plans. Don't think that once you hit 18 or 21 or 25 or 60, now, I'm completely free. Obviously, relationships change, right? Get older, establish our own household. But 1 Timothy even tells us we are to care for our older, frail, needy family members. There's a bond there. That's simply putting into a command there what's taught in this story of Ruth. It's living out chesed, loyalty within our covenant bonds. It's living as part of a bigger story than just you, yourself. Me, myself, and I. Now, Ruth was not the only one who showed chesed, kindness. As the author of the story tells it in chapter 2, verse 20, Naomi, the Lord, whose kindness, chesed, has not forsaken the living or the dead. In that context, the Lord showed kindness, loyalty, chesed to Naomi, even, in a number of ways, but by providentially having Boaz supply an abundance of grain and safety to Ruth, so that through Ruth's gleaning, Naomi and Ruth would have food. God supplied the needs of his people. That was part of the Lord's chesed. And we saw earlier that was a turning point in Naomi's life in this narrative. The Lord provided a covenant child for Naomi through the mercy of Boaz. Naomi and Ruth would not starve, but as the Lord provided food for his people Israel, which is why Naomi returned to Israel from Moab, so through Boaz's generosity, the Lord has provided food for his child Naomi, Chesed. These cases of Chesed, Ruth and the Lord. Could anyone blame Ruth? If at any point in the story, choosing another path, taking another course, it was kindness. But even more, the Lord. Who could blame the Lord if he had walked away from Naomi? After all, Naomi had walked away from the Lord, literally, didn't she? She walked away from Israel into Moab. She had her sons intermarry with pagan Moabites. Later, Naomi sent Orpah and Ruth back to idolatrous Moab, all the while, as we read in chapter 1, verse 8, invoking the Lord's covenant blessing on them and sending them back to idolatry? How wrong! These sins of Naomi that are recorded by the author, let alone, as we all sin, no doubt many other sins, make God more than just to send great affliction upon Naomi and her family. Who could blame the Lord if he gave Naomi what she deserved? All that the Lord did was above and beyond mere legality to a bond. It was kindness. In fact, the Lord could have marshaled the covenant against Naomi. You have failed here, here, here. You have broken covenant here, here, here. Kindness, chesed. But again, this idea of chesed, as we see from here, it's stronger than just kindness. It's mercy, it's loyalty, it's faithfulness. Probably one of the best ways we can capture it is to say it's sacrificial love. And when we turn to the New Testament, we find sacrificial love, that picture of chesed, on almost every page. That's what we read in 1 John chapter 4. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The chesed that the Lord showed to Naomi in the story of Ruth, it's a down payment and a picture of the chesed he would show to all his children when he gave his one and only Son, Jesus, who offered himself to pay for our sins, who took upon himself our guilt, our punishment, who suffered the righteous in the place of the wicked, the innocent in place of the guilty. Why? Not to get anything from us, but to give, to set us free, so we would be reconciled to God. That's for all those who entrust themselves to Jesus. Here is love. Here is sacrifice. Here is what chesed ultimately is. The giving of the most that one could give. God shows kindness to those in need. He showed it to Naomi in the story of Ruth. He shows his kindness, his love to all his people in the giving of his Son. There's chesed. Sacrificial. That's the story we're brought up into. Not what we hear of the world around us, self, 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 your happiness. Caught up into God's loyalty, his sacrificial love. John wrote right after that, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us." God shows kindness to those in need. Sacrificial performance. There's also, as we move to in our second point, an encouraging presence. An encouraging presence. Now, congregation, when we witness this sacrificial performance of someone's kindness, loyalty, love, that's encouraging, isn't it? We see so many people pursue self, and we see it's a dead end. But kindness, chesed, wow. Ruth's chesed, its sacrificial performance, that was encouraging. She accompanied Naomi when no one else did. She sought to supply food to Naomi when no one else would. Even when it appears Naomi herself didn't go out. Boaz is encouraged by the chesed Ruth showed to Naomi. We read that there in chapter 3. He praised her upon their first meeting. And when they were together on the threshing floor, he praised her again. What she increasingly showed to Naomi. Naomi was encouraged. Boaz was encouraged. Who of us isn't encouraged by reading this story? And that's how it is in our experience. When we see acts of kindness, a sacrificial love, you see a wife care for her aging, her weakening, her failing husband. You see her do it day after day, year after year. What an encouragement. You see a husband go to work at a job that's hard, that wears him down. Why? To provide for his wife and children. It's encouraging. You see that. What an example. You see a daughter set aside her own desires and dreams to care for a needy parent. Great encouragement. Because we're in a world filled with selfishness and self-seeking, with money and with power, a world filled with broken commitments, with divorce, with alienated children. And we encounter that sacrificial love, that chesed. Brightens our day, doesn't it? The lift we get from kindness and chesed humans show to each other. Those are the good stories out there, aren't they? How much more with the chesed that the Lord shows us? We see that also in the book of Ruth. Again, no doubt Naomi was encouraged, at least in some measure, by Ruth's chesed. But again, we saw the turning point for Naomi was the Lord's chesed. When she recognized that to the living and the dead, 2 verse 20, Naomi said of her daughter-in-law, "May he be blessed by the Lord whose kindness has not forsaken the living or the dead." Naomi's bitterness against the Lord for the trials through which she was passing was beginning to be removed when by God's grace she realized, no, the Lord's not set against me. Wow. Maybe she realized, he should be, he has every right to be, but he's not. Yes, trials come. Great trials came. But the Lord was demonstrating to Naomi, he still cared for her. He did not abandon her. He still loved her. God is loyal to her, to the one with whom he was in covenant. She was encouraged by the Lord whose kindness has not forsaken the living and the dead. What a relief. And as it was with Naomi, so much more with us brothers and sisters. In your trials, no, God has not abandoned you. In your sickness, in your pain, in your sorrow, your confusion, even as Psalm 23 brings out, you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is with you. He's given his own son for you to pay for your sins and mine. He will not abandon you, no matter what you're going through. Not only our trials, but also sin. And that's where God's grace comes out. We have this reminder, Lord willing, we'll hear tonight, the form for baptism. If we sometimes through weakness fall into sins, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy. Mercy is how the Greek often translate that's Hebrew, chesed, mercy. We must not despair of God's mercy. Nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubtable testimony that we have an eternal covenant with God. God has given his own son to die, even while we were dead in our trespasses and sins. He did this while we were his enemies. How much more that we're his child. So be encouraged, and don't be weighed down with your trials, with your sufferings, your sorrow, even with death. And also, don't remain in sin. Turn from sin and despair. Believe. Turn your eyes toward the living God, the loving God, through his Son, Jesus Christ. In him is your encouragement. Now, for those who remain in their sins, for those who are seeking self, for those who are looking for their happiness, for the unbelieving, as long as they do not repent, the anger of God and eternal condemnation do rest on them. There's no encouragement. Encouragement only comes to those who entrust themselves to Jesus. For as often as you accept God's promise of forgiveness of your sins for Christ's sake, God truly forgives your sins. Have no doubt. Be encouraged. God's chesed. How powerful God's kindness, God's chesed is, brothers and sisters. If human kindness brightens our day, how much more God's chesed ought to brighten all our days, all through the day. Again, when we read a story, maybe see a story, hear of a story, human story, we're encouraged, how much more to have the gospel proclaimed and to speak it in our homes. More than any human kindness, God's is greater, fuller, stronger, more wonderful. And unlike human kindness, which can and sometimes does end or fall short, the Lord's kindness never ends and never falls short. The Apostle Paul wrote for us that God's chesed defines love. In verse 10, he wrote, "This is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Remember, believe God's love in Christ, and you'll receive an overabundance of encouragement. You struggle with depression. You struggle with weariness. Is your patience wearing thin in your duties, in dealing with your husband, your wife, because of their weakness, their sins even, in dealing with your child, your parents, sibling? Hear the good news of Jesus, God's love in Christ to you. Be encouraged and press on. The power of kindness, of chesed, it goes simply beyond encouraging someone, simply working something within our own minds, psyches, hearts. Encouragement, that's wonderful. But there's even more. A real change, and that's what we move to in our third point. It's life-giving power. It's life-giving power. Now, Ruth's chesed not only brought encouragement to Naomi, but it brought food. Something you can eat. Something that could sustain her. Likewise, Ruth's further chesed, her denying herself in order to seek a husband that would maintain the name of the dead, not only was an encouragement, but it brought a husband. So Ruth could maintain the name of the dead. Through their marriage bond, an heir was born. So someone can say all they want that they love someone, they want to be kind to them and loyal to them. The proof, it flows from their actions. Chesed brings forth a changed reality because true chesed, we act, we work actively to help, to serve. And if that's how it is with man's kindness, human kindness, how much more that of divine, of the chesed of the Lord? God's kindness that directed all events in the book of Ruth provided food for Israel, softened the heart of Ruth to Naomi, to God himself. Directed Ruth to the field of Boaz, directed Boaz to come from Bethlehem, and softened the heart of Boaz to Ruth and Naomi, enabled Ruth to conceive and bear an heir. In the very last part, it brings out King David. This life-giving power of the Lord's chesed. The Lord's kindness, not just an intention or a wish or desire, is showed forth in real ways in the history of Naomi and Ruth and Boaz. And Jesus. We clearly see God's kindness in Ruth resulting not only in an heir for a family in Israel that was at risk of dying out, but providing a king over Israel. A shepherd of God's people. And we here in the new covenant know it further resulted in the Messiah. As John wrote, "In this, the love of God was made manifest among us." Not just a wish, not just a desire. God sent his only Son into the world so we might live through him. The love, the chesed of God resulted in the greatest gift of all, Jesus, our Savior. And Jesus actively worked to accomplish our redemption. He actively laid down his life as a sacrifice to pay for sins suffered in our place, hanging on the cross. On the third day, he was raised from the dead. God showed chesed to his Son. And with that, he ushered in the reality of the new heavens and new earth. So the life that John wrote about in 1 John isn't just any life, it's resurrection life. It's the fullness of the kingdom of God, of righteousness, peace, and joy. If ever kindness and love is shown forth in its life-giving power, it's with God's work in Christ. He's reconciled us to God. He'll raise us from the dead. And so if the story of Ruth shows the power of man's kindness, fulfilling his duties, honoring his covenant bonds, bringing forth an heir, how much more God's love in Christ? The gospel. There's life-giving power. Now we can infer from the book of Ruth, but the Apostle John makes very clear in verse 11, that is how we are to live. We are to follow that as an example. He said, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." And the story of Ruth is more than just a good story to read and be delighted by. It summons us to action in your life, in my life. So too, the good news of Jesus is not just news of what God has done for us. Well, it is especially that. But it's a blueprint in the empowering of how we are to live then. He has loved you in this way. You go love like that. You can't do it on your own. It takes the power of the Spirit. Ask Him for that. When again we find ourselves, our patience growing thin by those with whom we are bound, say, "Lord, help me. Lord, you have shown such kindness to me. Help me to love this person," and name them and name what it is you're struggling with. God already knows, but it helps you put it into words and to match it up with these themes in the Bible. Say, "Lord, help me to love this person and to show it. Help me not to grow weary in doing good." Chesed, kindness, love, those are not optional for the Christian. If someone lacks them, he, she isn't a Christian. Doesn't matter what they say. It's something Christ by His Spirit is working in us, because that's what God in Christ has showed. So brothers and sisters, hear the kindness of our Lord, His chesed. Entrust yourself to Him daily, and by His grace, follow the example of our God, showing love, showing kindness, showing chesed, and be amazed at God's blessing with your serving in that way. And may God receive all the praise. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we live in a world that says pursue self, follow your dreams, regardless of ties and bonds, loyalties. And we have it within ourselves. What I deserve, it's my time, this, that, the other. Lord, forgive us. But we are weak in ourselves. We are frail. Strengthen us, Lord, to keep loving, to keep being loyal, to show kindness, even when we have no resources in ourselves. Lord, we realize we don't. Give us your love. Fill us with the Spirit of Christ, not our own, that we may live for you. And when others ask us about this, give us the grace and the boldness and the words to point to you and your love for us in Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.